You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Beijing has banned Chinese tourist groups from operating in Palau, raising concerns for the Pacific nation's economy. China imposed the restriction earlier this month on both Palau and the Vatican, both of which are allies of Taiwan. The South China Morning Post reports tourism made up 85% of Palau's GDP in 2015, with more than half of that coming from China. The ban comes after last week's announcement that Taiwan and Palau would increase flights between the two countries. Fabrizio Bozzato, an associate research fellow with the Taiwan Strategy Research Association, told me this is part of several benefits Taiwan offers Palau and other allies it competes with China over.
International development assistance, aid projects, scholarships, training, special treatment, especially in Taipei, where they are treated like diplomatic aristocracy. Well, regional connectivity, you might have read that Taiwan is going to increase the number of direct flights between Palau and Taiwan, and Taiwan can serve as a connectivity hub for those places.
So you obviously brought up that, you know, we had this increase in the number of flights between Taiwan and Palau, and this seemed to be, could perhaps be read as a direct response to that. But I mean, is this an extreme action, do you think? Or is this kind of business as usual for how China conducts itself with nations who are competing for that Taiwan-China?
Yeah, I would say it doesn't come as a surprise for two reasons. First, after the Congress of the Communist Party of China, some muscular initiatives from Beijing were to be expected, even, you know, toward Taiwan. And secondly, Tsai Ing-wen, Taiwan's president Tsai Ing-wen, just visited three out of six diplomatic allies that Taiwan has in the Pacific. So China, after such visits, such state visits, usually retaliates somehow. And so they decided to, they're targeting Palau this time. Well, you know, notably, half of the tourists that Palau receives yearly are from China. So stopping a Chinese group visit to Palau is intended to put economic pressure on the island. That might convince the government of Palau to reconsider, but actually I don't think it's going to affect a shift of allegiance overnight. It will just give the Palawan leaders some food for thought, and it will, you know, compel them to reflect upon their diplomatic preferences. But now it's up to Taiwan to offer something, you know, in exchange to that kind of loss that Palau is expecting to have.
Because it's a big blow, as you say, more than half of its tourism economy gone like that. I mean, would that entail a kind of aid package boost, I guess, because primarily what we're talking about when we're talking about competing offers is aid funding, right?
Yes, in the past it was even dollar diplomacy.
Okay.
It is not the case anymore, but yes, now instead of dollar diplomacy, we can say that there's aid diplomacy. And well, I've just mentioned Chinese tourists. It should be noted that many locals in Palau weren't exactly thrilled with the behavior of most of the Chinese tourists. That they thought that they were Chinese tourists were too many and weren't behaving respectfully toward the locals and the environment. So such a move, ironically, might be even welcomed by some sector of the Palauan society.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.